It's the Paul W. Smith annual Pure Michigan Tour, and we start off right where we should be, in the parlor at beautiful Grand Hotel, 139 years old in their 140th season. And here for five of those seasons, my next guest, Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations, Mackinac, and the Grand Hotel. And no one better to talk about what's new here. You got a lot going on.
Always. There's always something happening here.
Yeah, but nothing like this. For example, I just threw out the first scoop, so to speak, for the American Dream ice cream at Sadie's.
Absolutely.
Which is a beautifully patriotic way to celebrate America's 250th. A Grand Hotel Grand Summer Gin. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Well, we've explored partnerships here in Michigan, you know, for quite some time, and recently we had an event last summer that was highly successful, and we partnered with a company called Journeyman Distillery out of Three Oaks, Michigan, and they have helped us create a beautiful brand new gin called the Grand Summer Gin. It's a based gin with botanicals infused, with all florals from the island: geranium, lilac, lavender. So it's fantastic alone. It's fantastic in cocktails. We've had a chance to taste it already. And they're putting it into production. We should see it here in the next couple of weeks. And it's going to be a great addition, a great summer drink for a great summer.
And I want to just point out, Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations here at Grand Hotel, you said something that's so specific that I just don't want it to glide through. And that is, the botanicals that you're going to be using are grown right here in your gardens for Grand Hotel in Mackinac Island.
Absolutely. So we recently created Lavender Hill, which is a hill full of lavender right here in front of the hotel. It's in its second year of growth, so as it comes to maturity, we'll continue to use that flower, as well as the island's oldest lilac tree sits on one of our properties. So that helps us a lot, and of course, our 286 flower boxes full of beautiful red geraniums.
I hope that the Grand Summer Gin is ready by the time we're back, I think, at the end of the month for Sandy Baru Oz Chamber.
Oh, I think we'll have some around for that, for
yeah,
sure.
Because yeah, because I have a feeling that some of those people that come up for that, they might be drinkers.
I don't know, but they're welcome to join us if they come up this way.
Especially if you have a Grand Summer Gin. Meanwhile, I saw a little David showed me a little tour last night, and what a great idea at the Gatehouse to put in that patio bar outside.
Gatehouse has long been a great spot to come and join us indoors for lunch and for dinner, and obviously our late-night entertainment kind of leads the way here on the island, but we really wanted to be in the outdoor space, and so we installed a bar outside that people can sit at. We've added some televisions out there, a beautiful island environment with the summer breeze coming through, and some wonderful frozen cocktails. So it just expands upon what we think was a great renovation last year by adding additional outdoor seating and outdoor space.
And the Gatehouse fireplace is spectacular. It's a real fireplace, folks. Somebody has to continue to feed it real wood. And sometimes in this world of ours, with all of the fakery, it's really special to see a real blazing flame in that fireplace that you have inside.
Oh, it's so cozy. It's actually indoor and outdoor.
Oh, it's on the other side.
There's a fireplace on the outside as well.
Okay, there you go. Well, it really is cozy and great. Carmella?
Carmella. So Carmella Foods, a great Michigan company, is a partner of ours. And we've really leaned into the idea of local sourcing and making sure that we support our Michigan businesses. So they've been bringing us some specialty foods this summer to round out menus in all of our outlets. And it's a great way to add to the value we provide. I mean, our grocery bill is over, you know, several million dollars every year. And to be able to put that back in the Michigan economy is always a wonderful thing. And the food they bring us is fantastic and helps Grand Hotel provide that exceptional experience people will know us for.
The new menu down at the Gatehouse is incredible. And we tried a lot of different foods last night, and they were all delicious. And I've been making a big deal out of Guernsey's and the American Dream ice cream. And long before that first scoop was served, they had an idea. It was simple, hopeful, bold, the American Dream. And celebrating 250 years of that spirit, Guernsey Farms Dairy introduced that one-of-a-kind creation, the American Dream ice cream, with a vibrant Old Glory blue, rich, creamy, unmistakably eye-catching, kind of a vanilla flavor in that, but swirled through the ribbons of red velour or valor fudge, symbolizing courage and resilience. Folded in with care, the pure sweetness of white chocolate chips, representing unity, simplicity, and the enduring promise of something better. It really is more than just an ice cream, Jeff, this time around.
It really is.
Packed with meaning.
It is, and especially on the 250th anniversary of our country's signing the Declaration of Independence. It's going to be a great summer all around, and a great way to experience it at America's Summer Place.
Talk to me, as we're spending some time with Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations, about the Grand American Evenings.
So we call this our season to celebrate, and in our season to celebrate, evenings on Mackinac Island are something special unto themselves. So focusing on our Grand American Evening, there's so many things to do at Grand Hotel during the evening and have folks get out, whether they're enjoying the lawn, our miniature golf, our twilight golf, and our jewel golf course.
That's, by the way, an award-winning golf course.
Yeah, also celebrating an anniversary this year, 125 years of golf on Mackinac Island with the jewel. So these evening events help people understand that, you know, the day doesn't end when it's dinner time. You know, there's plenty of things to do, from the live music and the porch, and you could relax, or you could get involved, or you could be athletic. Everything about the evenings here on Mackinac Island are special, and we certainly want to make sure that they're grand in the same time.
It was great being able to see, he came by and surprised us at dinner last night, Onique. And a lot of people listening who've been up here know Onique from the Jockey Club, but he's been kicked upstairs. Now he manages the entire dining room. And I did not get in there for breakfast because I don't generally eat before going on the air, but he's there for breakfast, I think lunch, and dinner.
Yes, every day, 177 days. He's the general manager of the main dining room. He also oversees afternoon tea and room service. He's a very special person.
He is a great guy, and he's been here for a long time.
Over 25 years, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's that part of the special tradition that exists here and is so rare to find anymore. People who are places for years, they become a part of the fabric. You have a lot of people here that are like that.
Yeah, actually, this past week has been like old home week as people come and join us again for another summer. Everybody hugs, and there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. And all of our team members very much look forward to coming back and having a great season with us, as well as with the customers they've come to know as well.
What's that quick take on the Grand Kids Cup?
So Grand Kids Cup is coming after Memorial Day this year, and it's a great way for families to not have to buy an individual soft drink every time their child needs something to drink. So one-time purchase, you buy the cup, we'll refill it for free at any one of our outlets.
Oh, well, that's a nice idea.
Yeah.
Saving money. But you get, parents, you're going to have to do your job and make sure that your children don't overdo the soda, the pop.
Well, and don't lose the cup.
Don't lose a cup. Yeah, that cup has a great deal of meaning now, doesn't it? What a pleasure, Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations, in his fifth season here at Mackinac Island's beautiful, historic, iconic Grand Hotel. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much, Paul.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I mean that sincerely. What a nice way to kick off our annual tour. Did you say it? Somebody told me how many years it is. We lost track. And we go back 30 years broadcasting from this position. Another couple of hours ahead of us. Stay with us on WJR.